A legacy of Cold War secrecy, the Department of Defense ordered the barrels dumped into Lake Superior between 1958 to 1962. Several dump sites containing more than 1,400 barrels are located 4 miles from the Duluth Superior Harbor. After efforts by the Army Corps of Engineers and Minnesota Pollution Control Agency that raised just 9 of those barrels, the Red Cliff Band of Ojibwe is supervising this latest effort to rid Lake Superior of the barrels. They're using a Department of Defense grant to hire engineering firm EMR of Kansas. Red Cliff Tribal Environmental Manager Melanie Montano says the barrels contain ammunition parts from Honeywell, with the contents of other barrels a mystery and potentially hazardous. Montano says it will be EMR's job to come up with a safe strategy to remove all of the barrels.
So that'll help determine exactly how we're going to remove all of the barrels and contaminants under compliance, but also the right way that wouldn't, you know, maybe expose more contaminants to the lake or people as they're bringing them out.
Not all of the dump sites have been located, so Montano hopes EMR will find the missing sites.
They're going to see if there's any additional sites that we might not know about. During this phase, we want to make sure that we know where all of the contaminants lie so we can make sure that they're included in the plan for removal as far as the cost estimates and the procedures.
Montano says EMR will complete its strategy by the fall of this year. From there, Red Cliff hopes to get more Department of Defense grants to remove all of the barrels sometime next year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.